I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about what's playing on your TV, talking about your mind and imagination. If we came into your world and took a look inside your mind, if you thought of it like a TV guide saying, hey, this was on at this time, this was on at this time, what is playing in your mind all day? The Bible tells us to cast down every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, and bringing our thoughts into obedience, into the knowledge of God. And if we just thought about that for a second, what am I watching all day on the inside? Because our imagination, in our program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, our imagination is what I call the table turner of the soul. The imagination is the table turner of the soul. The imagination is this ongoing video loop. It's like a TV screen that's playing continually on the inside of us. And that imagination is combining the things you believe to be true in your heart. That's what's stimulating the images to pop up in your mind. It's combining your thoughts, your feelings, all into this ongoing video loop. And you think about these videos that are playing on the inside of our minds. They can feel real. They can cause hormones to be released. Your blood pressure can increase, your pulse and heart rate can increase, all based on what you're seeing on the inside, having nothing to do with what's going on the outside. That's how powerful our imagination is. And I believe to truly get areas of our life turned around. So if you have an area that's struggling, maybe that's a relationship, maybe it's your marriage or relationship with kids or coworkers, who knows what it is. Maybe it's finances, maybe it's health, any of these types of areas. If it's not going in the right directions, we got to get the tables turned. But that turning of the tables has to happen inside first, where we change the channel of what we're looking at all day on the inside. I'm just thinking about right now, the story that's coming to mind is the story of Jacob in the Old Testament, about how Laban has wronged him, Laban has cheated him, and God appears to Jacob in this dream and shows him that all of the goats that are mating with the females are spotted and speckled. And he has Jacob have his goats face the ones that are spotted and speckled. And he tells Laban, you give me all the ones that are spotted and speckled, and they all have babies that are spotted and speckled. So based on what they are looking at, something is produced. And so the things that we're looking at in our mind are producing results in our life, like it or not. And so we got to pay attention to, we got to come in and examine what's on the TV guide of my mind over the last day, over the last week, over the last month. What is that thing that's been on loop? One of the things I was thinking about as we're thinking about this concept is we talk often about one of the most powerful energy boosters that I've ever found is to find a song, a piece of music that's resonating with you. Find a piece of music that's resonating with you and put it on repeat, put it on loop mode. Like if you play it on Alexa, we say, hey, Alexa, put it on loop mode. And it just repeats that song over and over again. It's the same way with video. You watch little kids. Little kids find a movie, a show, a song that they like, and they just put it on repeat. I think that we can have faith like little children by taking God's word and putting that on repeat on the inside of us, rather than these negative images that are playing on the inside. And God told Joshua, if you'll meditate in my word day and night, you'll have good success. This is a form of meditation. Putting it on loop mode is a form of meditation where you're rolling it around in your mind over and over again. You can begin to do that all day based on the videos that you're playing on the inside. You could also think of it like a radio waves. What are you hearing consistently on the inside? So let's get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations, we usually start with about a 2-minute long prayer from our 30-day prayer challenge that is mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to go through the other half of prayer. And then we're going to get into this idea of what's playing on the inside of us. What's the featured attraction? What's that movie that's coming soon on the inside even? And we're going to take communion over this idea, helping God, asking for his help to help us change the images that we see on the inside. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families and friends, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness. There's a good image to meditate on. Releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness, and to help us to get these videos that we're having on the inside, Lord, turned and focused on you and playing on loop, focused on you and your word, Lord, and your goodness and your love for us, to let that flow through us so that things turn and we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders. Keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So let's take a couple minutes to go through the other half prayer. This is actually going to help us with these videos that are playing on the inside. What's playing on the inside? First thing is we've been released from the darkness, transferred into the light. That's a great image to just start stirring into your mind. I've been released from the darkness, transferred into light. God's with me. He's with me. He's for me. I've been transferred into the kingdom of his dear Son. And that all happens through forgiveness. So in our minds, we can begin to let go of some things. All the ways that we've missed it, all the ways that we've messed up, all that pressure we've been putting on ourselves to figure it all out, to be perfect, just let all that go. That weight can just be lifted as that's released from us. Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Take my yoke upon you, for I am gentle, and learn from me. We can release all that. And then that forgiveness can just flow through us, that when the people wrong us, when people wrong us in this world, we can just let those things go too, rather than just continually playing that TV loop over and over and over about how people have wronged us, how they've missed it, how we missed it, how we messed up, rather than just playing those loops over and over again. Let's play a new loop. Let's change the channel. Let's put something different on the inside. Now, wait a minute. God's with me. God's for me. He's forgiven me. He's let go of all my sins. He's released all that. If he can do that, he's given me the power to do the same. And he's with me and for me. And you know what? I'm just going to let those things go. I'm going to play a new loop on the inside that has me just walking in grace and love and forgiveness with people and just loving God and loving people. I'm going to play that new loop on the inside. I'm going to play a loop that's just full of gratitude for what's going right. In my mind, I'm going to start playing this video loop that's focused on the things that are going right. I'm going to look back at my day and look at all the things that went well, rather than playing the video loop of all the bad things that happened. I'm going to replay my day. I'm going to sit back at the end of my day. I'm going to replay my day and say, what went well today? I'm going to begin to play those things in my mind. I'm going to play things that are lovely and joyful and pure and peace-giving. I'm going to play those things in my mind again. Things that I'm grateful for. And then I'm going to look back and I'm going to play the videos of the progress that I make, the steps forward that I took. I'm going to reprogram those videos, not looking at, oh, I'm not there yet. All the distance I still got to go because I'm not at the goal yet. I'm not going to look at that. I'm going to look at how far I've come. Look at how far God has brought me, because I couldn't have done it with him. I'm going to look back and see his hand on my life. When I play that video, I'm going to look back and I'm going to see that his hand on my life, leading me and guiding me and supporting me and nudging me in the right direction, helping me, doing it with me, side by side with me. I'm going to play back and play that video in my mind. I'm going to look back and that's what I'm going to see. And how about in my areas of peace and joy? You know, there's a lot of different TV stations you can tune in. You can watch comedy shows. You can watch drama. You can watch action. What's the theme? In your video loop of your mind, what's the theme? What's the TV show? Is it drama? Is it action? Is it comedy? Is it lighthearted fun? What is the theme of what's going on in your mind all the time? What's the theme of that? Is it peace and joy? Peace and joy. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. A lot of times these things steal our peace because we begin to focus on and play video loops, just meditating on the problems. And we just stir those problems around in our minds and we think on them, we dwell on them, and we focus on them, and we just magnify them. We play them bigger. They get on loop mode in our mind. But you know what? I'm going to play from this point on a different video. Play a different video in my mind. This one of peace and joy. That when problems come at me, God's with me. He's for me. Nothing's impossible for him. He loves me. I can put my hope and my trust in his unfailing love for me. And his love will never fail me. His love will never let me down. And nothing's impossible with him. I'm just going to rest in that. I'm going to play videos of me resting in that, that he's got me. I'm playing videos in my mind of me sitting at God's right hand, one with Jesus, just sitting there, imagining us sitting together, me and Jesus, one, sitting there together at God's right hand, hanging out with God, that he's with me and for me. I'm going to see it from an aerial view, from my seated position in Christ. And there's peace and there's joy there, because in God's presence, there's fullness of joy. And then as I begin to list out, what do I know to do over the next day? There's things that need to be done. There's things that we want to do that God is prompting and stirring in our lives. When we play the video of executing those things in our mind, it's not going to be one of dread. I'm not going to play that video anymore of the one that's dreading these things that I've got to do. I'm going to play this video, a different video, of executing these things, not by might, not by power, but by God's Spirit that's within me. I'm going to execute them with God flowing through me. I'm going to take the pressure off myself and just rest and trust that he's going to flow with me. He's going to be there with me by my side. He's going to make it happen through me. Jesus says, it's not me who does the works. It's the Father in me who does the works. I'm going to take all that pressure off myself and just go have fun and execute with presence and joy. One of the things I want you to think about when you're playing these videos in your mind, sometimes you watch videos, you might be watching Back to the Future. You might be watching a movie and it's taking place way back in time or it's taking place in the future. Where is your, what's your TV station? What's it playing? Are you reliving things from the past just constantly? Are you constantly worrying about the future out here? What's playing in your mind? Or are you pulling the things out of the past that are lovely and pure and beautiful? And are you constantly envisioning a bigger future with God? Because he's with you and for you. And he wants you to grow from glory to glory and grace to grace and faith to faith. And are you constantly envisioning a present moment where you're just aware of God's presence with you in the present moment, him helping you do the things that you do? We can begin to play these video loops. Beautiful video loops. And then what's God teaching you? What's he showing you? What adjustments is he showing you to make? And as he's teaching you and showing you things and showing you how to make corrections, it's coming out of love. It's coming out of grace, out of his desire to help you get it right. And he takes great joy, great delight in the prosperity of his people. He is a good father and he loves to see his people doing well. He loves to see his people succeeding, but doing it the right way, doing it together with him, trusting in him, with our faith and trust in him, and him flowing through us, causing it to prosper. my playing these video loops. The God is with me. He's guiding me along this path. He's got this amazing plan for my life. And he's just leading me step by step down that path with gentleness. He's leading me with his voice like a good shepherd. You have to lead sheep with your voice. You can't drive them like you do cattle. And these are the videos that we can begin to play in our minds. I believe you'll change these videos. And we're going to ask God to help us do that here. You know, our goal in the Abundant Life Blueprint is to make other people great. So we're going to get rid of those videos that see all the things that people do to wrong us, to treat us bad, to treat us disrespectfully, with contempt, to do whatever they do. Our goal never changes. It's going to be, wait a minute, God's with me. He's given me his unfailing love. He's given me his unconditional grace. I'm just going to walk in that. I'm going to give that same love and grace to other people, no matter what's going on around me. And that's the loop I'm going to play on my mind on the inside. And as I do that, it's going to magnify God, bring glory to his name. It's going to make his name great. And it's going to make the people around me great as well. And it's going to be an enjoyable process also, because we're going to find joy in the process. And as we do that, it's going to be effortless growth, effortless change, as God just transforms us from the inside out. It's going to be this beautiful thing that you didn't make happen. You didn't force it to happen. You simply fixed your mind on God. You changed the video loops that were playing on the inside of you. And you replaced them with God's word, what he said about you, with just images and visions of him being with you and for you, giving you his steadfast, unfailing love, that nothing is impossible for him. And that he's leading you. He's got great intentions for your life. And he's leading you to this beautiful place. We can put our hope and our trust in him. Those are the images we're going to play. And as we do that, it's going to be this effortless change that leads us to this spacious, beautiful place. It's going to be a beautiful thing. So we're going to take communion over this. Communion is just this opportunity to just receive promises from God. All the promises in Christ are yes and amen. And we're going to be asking God, just help us to reprogram these imaginations. You're going to see this amazing thing happens as your imagination gets reprogrammed. The things that you believe in your heart to be true. Maybe we're resistant to some things in our hearts. We have a hard time seeing growth and change. They're just going to melt away. My emotional patterns are going to be totally transformed. The way you think is going to be totally transformed. Your emotion hits the beliefs in your heart, or your imagination hits the beliefs in your heart, your thoughts. I'm having trouble getting the words out here. The beliefs in your heart, your thoughts, and your emotions. They're all impacted by this video loop. And as you just change that one thing, you fix your mind on the things above. God is with you. He's for you. He's got an amazing plan for your life, and nothing is impossible with him. And it all happened as we have these elements to remind us because of what Jesus did for us. We can play that video loop in our mind, that the cup of God's wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus so that we could have the cup of his blessing. We could have this covenant relationship with God, where we could walk out our days together with God. We can grow in our relationship with him. And Jesus said, this is eternal life, that they would know you, God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. That we can grow in that today. We can have that today and continue to grow in it for eternity. That's truly an amazing gift. So, Father, we're just asking for your help today to help us to just have our minds meditating and on loop mode, just fixed on your goodness, fixed on your glory, fixed on your love for us, fixed on your unconditional love and grace and mercy for us, that nothing is impossible with you. And Lord, I just believe that as we do that, it's going to cause us to have good success. And I'm asking for you, Lord, to help everybody who's watching or listening as well, Lord, that as they do this and you help them with it, it's going to help us to have good success, not just in one area of life, but every area of life, just overflowing together and this effortless growth and progress that happens because you're with us, not because we figured it out, not because we're so great, but because you're great and you're with us. And we just thank you for that. So Father, we just thank you for this bread and what it represents. And we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said to his disciples, "Take it, receive it, receive that he makes you right with God. That he's with you, he's for you, he'll never leave you or forsake you. He's got steadfast, unfailing love for you. He's got an amazing plan for your life, and he will never fail you or forsake you. It's an amazing gift, all because of the body and the blood of Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord, for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." This new covenant, we can have a covenant relationship with God. It comes through the forgiveness of sins. We've been released from the darkness, transferred into the light. Father, we just thank you. Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice and what you did for us and your love for us. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's simply about walking it out. Here's what I want you to do. Take the first step. Let's increase our awareness of what's playing in our mind. And the first time you catch yourself playing that video loop of something else, change the channel. You say, "How do I do it?" Think about something else. Fix your mind back on God. Your thoughts can shift in a second. Change your focus. Fix your mind back onto him. And I believe you'll take the first step. We just ask God for his help. Now he needs us to take the first step. You take the first step and you're going to see him coming through and helping you to walk this out and to fulfill it. So that you get every area of life overflowing and you magnify his name, bring glory and greatness to his name, and you make other people great around you. And he's going to flow through you and he's going to make you great in the process as well. And you're going to get every area overflowing as you just fix your mind on him. He's going to help us do it. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.